Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Here we go. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 4 hours of sports talk shenanigans underway. This lovely, I hope, Monday morning. 844-326-3663. That is the number to the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can text that number. You can call that number and get on the air. Your thoughts on the draft class of the Carolina Panthers or your favorite NFL team in general. We'll get to that. We'll talk some NBA playoffs coming up a little bit later on in the radio broadcast because they are happening. A couple of good series, and we'll talk about those. NHL playoffs as well. Carolina Hurricanes up 3-1 now on the Jersey Devils. Just playing a better hockey team. That's all there is to that. Although, Freddie Anderson got hammered in that game yesterday, had to leave the game, and fortunately for Carolina, they were able to get the Svechnikov Hattie to take a dub away and keep that series in check. We'll talk about that. We'll get some Braves ball in here because the Braves on Saturday had themselves a whale of a baseball game, and I took something away from it that is strange, unusual. Not normal. For like 17 seconds, I was like, maybe they're not bad. maybe they're not bad. Maybe they're not terrible. Maybe it was just a bad start to the season. Maybe the reports of the demise of the Atlanta Braves have been somewhat exaggerated. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. I'm not there yet. I'm not saying I'm willing to make the change just yet. I am saying I had a brief moment of not optimism. That's not the right word. What's the word here where it's like, it's not optimism. I was content for one night. How's that? For like one night, I'm like, okay, little adversity. The boys played through it. I can live with that. So we'll get to that coming up in a little while. But it is 7:03 in the a.m. You now have less than an hour before you've got to get to the office. You now have less than an hour until you're going to have to send those emails out and schedule that meeting and file that report and gross. But that also means you have just slightly over an hour before you take your first break of the day. And when you take your first break of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want to walk down the hallway. You are going to want to go grab Jimmy from corporate sales. Jimmy's a good guy. Loves some hockey. Good hair. on that guy too, and you're going to want to talk some sports. And if you're going to do that, you need to know what's going on. And if you need to know what's going on, you need the water cooler cheat sheet. You got a mean swing. Water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office this AM and start talking sports with your coworkers. When you do, this is what you'll be talking about. Let's dive right in with item number one. The NBA playoffs underway, four games yesterday, and at the conclusion of those four games, all four series find a team on the brink of elimination. 94-93, the Knicks knock off the Pistons. A little bit of chaos down the stretch in this one, but despite losing Jalen Brunson for a handful of minutes with a weird injury, he went down, kind of like dragged himself off the court over to the scorer's table, went to the back room, came back out, had a, it wasn't like an air cast, but it was more than a brace. It was weird. It was some like mid between the two apparatus. Anyway, Jalen Brunson would check back into that game. Ended up playing 39 minutes, had 32 points, 27 from Cat Karl-Anthony Towns. Only 5 bench points from the New York Knicks, but it was enough because out of Detroit, 25 from Cade Cunningham, 18 from Tobias Harris. They got a little. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 14. Malik Beasley had 13 off the bench, but by and large, Detroit just did not have the defensive prowess down the stretch to make it happen, and the Knicks up on the Pistons 3-1. The Timberwolves up 3-1 on the Lakers, headed back to LA. 116-113 was your final yesterday. 43 from Anthony Edwards, 25 from Julius Randle. You had 25 bench points from the T-Wolves as well. You got 38 out of Luka Doncic. Here's the thing. I've said for a minute, these Lakers are good enough to make the NBA Finals, but for them to win games, they have to have triple-double efforts out of Luka Doncic. He just has to be at that or close to it. Luka played 46 minutes. He had 38 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. That's not it. Yes, it is weird that a cat can have 38, especially when LeBron added 27, a dozen boards, and 8 assists. You got damn near a triple-double out of LeBron James. But this series was never about LeBron James. This series is about Luka Doncic. And for the Lake Show to win, they have to have triple-double-type performances out of Luka Doncic. It is probably unfair that there is that much pressure on him. It is probably unfair that he is being asked to carry that team the way that he is going to be asked to carry that team. But this is sports. Fair ain't got nothing to do with
it. They also need their third guy, Austin Reaves, to not have the kind of game that he had yesterday.
Austin Reaves, 17 points, 6 of 14 from the floor, 5 of 12 from deep, ended up with 7 boards, 4 assists.
So near the end of the game, instead of taking a shot himself, Luka like dished off to Austin Reaves, who could not hit a three worth nothing near the end of the game. I think you gotta realize, hey, this guy is not working tonight. His shot's not dropping. I need to take the shot myself.
One of the criticisms, and again, we're gonna talk about some of these series and these games a little bit later on in the show. One of the criticisms that came out after that game last night was JJ Redick was not making changes. It was like JJ Redick said, we are going to force the lineup of Reaves, Doncic, LeBron, Hachimura, and Finney Smith. Dorian Finney Smith had 41 minutes off the bench. He was 2 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 6 from deep, 6 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. I mean, not a bad game for a reserve, but you're asking 41 minutes from Dorian Finney Smith when I've got Dalton Connect playing 0 minutes. Like, I don't understand it. 46 minutes for LeBron, 46 minutes for Luka Doncic, 41 for Hachimura. Like, it was not good for the Lakers. We're going to circle back around and talk NBA later on in the show. 107-98, the Celtics now up 3-1 on the Orlando Magic. Jason Tatum had himself another day, 37 points
on 10 of 25 from the floor. Jaylen Brown had 21, 6 points off the bench for the Celtics. All of them came from Sam Hauser. They only played three off the bench in that game. They didn't need anything else because this one was out of reach after the third period. It never felt like Orlando, even though it was a close game, never felt like Orlando was putting any sort of runs together. They did get 31 out of Paolo Banchero, 24 out of Franz Wagner in a losing effort. 3-1 Celtics up on the Magic. And finally, the Pacers, 129-103 winners over the Milwaukee Bucks. The story of this one, Damian Lillard, who went down to a non-contact injury after kind of jumping around and trying to tip away a loose ball at the top of the key. Dame went straight down to the floor. They walked him over to the scorer's table. A teammate helped him up, and when he got to his feet, he went right back down, was able to put zero weight on the wheel. Looks like a torn Achilles. Look like it will be the end of the season for Damian Lillard. And if that is the case, it looks like it will be the end of the road for the Milwaukee Bucks as well. They now trail 3-1 in that series. Let's go to item number two. 4 games in the NHL playoffs last night. The Oilers have tied the series with the Kings 4-3. Bouchard had 2 goals for them. The Capitals now lead their series over the Montreal Canadiens 5-2. 3-1 after a 5-2 victory yesterday. Duhaime had 2 goals in this one. The Blues, 5-1 winners over the Jets. They tie that series up at 2 apiece, and we tell you all of that to get to the 5-2 victory of the Carolina Hurricanes over the New Jersey Devils. They now lead that series 3-1 in the quest for Lord Stanley's Cup. It was a hat trick from Andrei Svechnikov. He had 3 goals, including an empty netter that sunk the dagger. Brent Burns had one, and Jacob Slavin had the other goal for Carolina. Frederik Andersen checked in as the starter in this game, got absolutely hammered by Timo Meier down the stretch. He ended up having to leave the game. They had to go with Peter Kochkov, who was supposed to have the day off, faced 15 shots, made all but one of them into saves, but it was too little too late for New Jersey. They now trail 3-1 in that best of 7 series. So as it stands right now, the Canes find themselves on the brink of eliminating New Jersey. And now let's get to item number 3. Yes, the conclusion to the NFL draft was this weekend. So let's take a look at the draft class of the Carolina Panthers that they put together. You go back to round 1, pick number 8. That is where they got Big T, T-Mac, Tetteroa McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona. But they went with their second round pick, pick number 19, a trade up to get Nick Skorton out of Texas A&M, an edge rusher who is a speed rusher slash power rusher, kind of a utility guy that relies on the speed but does have a little bit of strength in him if he needs to get there. Also a disruptive run defender who can slip blocks off the edge and set the edge. I like that pickup. Then we go to round 3, pick number 13 out of Ole Miss. They go with Princely Umanmielen, which I'm pretty sure I'm mostly pronouncing correctly. A DB, an edge rusher out of Ole Miss. So back-to-back edge rushers in the second and third, an explosive speed rusher that is lengthy at 6'4", 244, got the ability to get up the field very quickly. So just now a pair of edge rushers.
Just saw a video of him squatting 650 pounds.
Yeah, he's a hoss. He's a hoss. And the thing is, like, he's got power. He is fast for 6'4", 244. Like, fast off the edge. So a nice little utility mix there in pick number 13 in the third round. Pick number 12 in the fourth round, Trevor Etienne, the brother, of course, of Travis, played his ball between Florida and Georgia, a power runner, a late cut runner, a between the tackles runner that can make defenders miss in space without pulling away from the acceleration, a good route runner. But what I'm most interested in, very good after the catch. When he catches the football in space, he reads, sets up blocks well, and takes advantage of those. Lathan Ransom comes over, the safety out of Ohio State, a good ball hawk defensive back at 6'2", 206.
You said Ohio State.
Yeah, I know.
I think that was on purpose.
The horse chestnuts send Lathan Ransom over to Carolina. Smart player, aggressive run defender, loves to get into the backfield and cause chaos. 9 tackles for a loss in 2024. Not really undersized at 6'2", 206, but he plays thin at 6'2", 206. We'll see if he fills out a little bit. In round 5, pick number 2, Cam Jackson comes up from Florida State. 6'6", 328. That's a big boy. That's a big son of a you-know-what. Jackson, big nose tackle with long arms, effective two-gap run defender, good hands, overpowers blockers. Could learn to shed blockers a little earlier. Could learn to get off of blocks and close out gaps a little faster. But he is a good power rusher. And in a 3-4, I need you to eat double teams. That's what Cam Jackson is going to do. Round 5, pick number 27. They go Mitchell Evans, the tight end out of Notre Dame. Had the quickest 10-yard split amongst all tight ends at the combine. Quick, makes the first defender, misses, good hard runner after the catch. Kind of a classic power tight end. Goes 6'5", 258, was the 8th highest ranked tight end in the draft. Averaged 14 plus yards per catch last year. Not a great blocker, though. And that's where they're going to have to try to develop Mitchell Evans if he's going to make this roster. And they round it out with Jimmy Horn Jr., a wide receiver out of Colorado. 5'8", 174. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. This is a lottery ticket type pick. This is a guy that you go, all right, he's got speed. One of the fastest in the combine, good special teams guy, was averaging north of 10 yards per punt return last year, and a guy that even at a buck 74 isn't afraid to cut across the middle. This is a lottery pick. Maybe you get a great kick returner. Maybe you get a great 5th wide receiver when you do go with a 5 wide. Maybe you get a guy who's kind of a utility wide receiver for Bryce Young. Maybe you get a guy who ends up not on the team at all.
Sure, you get Bryce's roommate for the upcoming training camp.
Because they can share phone books to sit on at the lunch table?
Well, no.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, it can look eye to eye and have conversations.
5'8", 174. I think Bryce is bigger than 5'8".
That's what they say.
And Kellen is 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kyler, sorry. Kyler's 6'1".
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet. That's what you'll be talking about in the office today. When we come back, well, we just kind of got into it a little bit. Let's talk about the draft class of the Carolina Panthers. Let's talk about the potential wins, the potential losses, where guys are going to get fit in, where Dan Morgan and Dave Canales can take advantage of what they drafted, what they passed up on, and more. We will do that when we come back. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show, is on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the radio broadcast, 844-326-3663 is the number.
I like how that actually paid off. You had to build up and there was actually something afterwards. A lot of these, they build up and it doesn't go anywhere.
We're professionals around here.
I was talking about the bumper music.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We're professionals around here, people. All right, let's get a couple of different things in here. Let's start with this one. The fine folks up at the Infinity Sports Network were kind enough to put together some draft profiles of different players that got selected. Let's listen and respond to a couple of those. We will start with this one with pick number one for the Carolina Panthers, T-Mac, Big T, Teteroa McMillan.
Teteroa McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona.
Vita looking for T-Mac across the middle. T-Mac, give him another six. 40 yards out.
Oh, man.
This kid is a bull.
Oh. I mean, he's been better than we advertised.
With a rare combination of size, hands, and route running, McMillan has the tools to become a primary pass-catching weapon. He tallied over 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns last season, using his 6'5 frame to consistently create separation. He lacks top-line speed, but makes up for it with terrific route running and an elite ability to track the ball. He should make an immediate impact at the next level.
So, the issue that I had with the pick last Friday when we talked about it, and the issue that I have with the pick now is very simply that I'm looking for, I wanted, if we're going to go wide receiver here, I want a big play threat. And I do think he has big play threat as a jump ball player. I think he has big play threat as a guy that if you are looking at a, you know, and six and seven, he's a dude that I can trust to get to the sticks and make a play. What I did not add, I don't think, what I did not add is down the field playmaking. I did not add a guy that I can go seven route to the goalpost, BY, chuck it up there. I did not add a guy that I can go, all right, it's third and 17, nine route on the outside, and trust that either A, he's going to be able to separate and make a move, or B, he's going to get down the field so fast that he's going to take the top off the coverage or pull a safety out of position and allow somebody else to work underneath. That was the only issue that I had with that pick.
So the overall plan that the Panthers have put forth with the guys they've added in free agency, including what they've got in the draft, you don't think that that made this pick better?
No.
I'm excited about this pick.
I'm not excited about it. It's just for that spot, not what I needed. For that spot, it didn't feel like what I needed.
They addressed their defensive needs later on, like I said they would Friday, and pretty excited about those guys too. They got what they needed on defense, and they got a couple wide receivers. They picked up some guys in free agency. I am actually a little bit excited about the Panthers. The thing is, this is going to be much like what we've said with Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. This is the best receiver core that he's had since he's been there. Now, you can throw some guys that they end up getting rid of out of there, but I think as a core, I love what they did. Between that and the pickups and free agency, he has no excuse this year. If that offensive line, one of the most expensive offensive lines in the NFL, holds up, Bryce Young has no excuse. If he's going to take off and if he's improved the way that you have said he has, this is the year for them to win the South.
Okay. So let's go a couple of different ways. First off, is it the best receiver core that he's had so far?
Yeah,
I think so. Now, I think we are working under the assumption that Tetero McMillan is a star. And I think I want to see him. I think I want to see him play it out first. I'm not just going to.
You don't draft a guy in that spot if you don't believe he is.
I didn't say believe he is. I'm saying is. I believe he's got NFL talent. I believe he can be a stud. Absolutely. But there's a difference between I believe he can be and he is. I got to see he is. But especially with the addition, and we are going to talk about it coming up here in a minute, especially with the addition of Hunter Renfrow. And I know people are excited about it. You should be excited about it. I'm pretty excited about it. Hunter Renfrow.
Was out of football for a year.
Was out of football for a year.
And it wasn't, I don't think, by choice.
It was a combination of a head injury that took him out of football, and then the Raiders gave up and moved on, which, again, understandable. If you don't believe the guy can give you what you need out of him, yeah, you move on. I mean, this is not a charity. But he's had a year to get his head right. He's had a year to get himself together. We'll see if it paid off. But I agree. It is the best wide receiver core, and it's the best offensive line that Bryce Young has had to work with so far. To me, when you say, you know, there's no excuses or anything like that, what you're saying is that the guy has been an abject failure to this point, and you expect him to perform up to levels. BY has some element of that on him in being.
To harken back to what you said in the first hour, I didn't say that. Don't say that I said that. I never said that.
I didn't say you said it. I said the way that I hear that is, the way that that inflects to me is, he's failed thus far. Obviously, that is going to be connected to the fact that I think you got a dramatically better Bryce Young at the end of last year. I think you saw more of what Bryce Young was supposed to be, expected to be last year, and now it grows. The only issue that I have is I still don't have that big-time outside playmaker as a speed guy. I got a guy that I can trust to throw it up and go get it. I got a good, solid route runner. Maybe that might be more important to Bryce Young, is having a good, predictable pattern route runner. I still would like to see somebody that can take the top off. I'd still like to see somebody that can pull a safety over to the outside and allow some breathing room in the middle. And
so
you think
that Bryce Young is a deep ball quarterback? I do not. And I do think his height is a detriment. I think he has to throw through lanes. And the best way to do that is to have more short yardage than it is long yardage. Because when he gets back there and he has too much time, then his feet gets busy and he has a problem. If he can stay within the framework and hit those lanes and everything, he'll be fine.
I think that to some degree, every passer in the NFL has got to have a deep ball guy and has to be able to throw the deep ball. Obviously, some are going to do it better than others. I'm saying I don't think Bryce Young has had any opportunity in Carolina to show that he can or can't be consistently trusted as a deep ball guy. In fact, if anything,
Who's the last deep ball threat?
He hasn't. That's my point. He hasn't had that.
Who went to Chicago?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore.
Which is not on the team when Bryce Young was there. That's how they got Bryce Young.
I thought he was. Okay.
No.
All right.
They had to send him to Chicago to ultimately get the pick that led to Bryce Young.
Okay. All right.
So he literally has not had a deep ball guy. That hasn't happened. Adam Thielen, right? Like, not a deep ball guy. Xavier Leggett is the closest he's had to a deep ball guy, and I don't think there's a lot of Gamecocks out there that would try to tell you that Xavier Leggett is a deep ball wide receiver. You just haven't given him one, and that's what I was kind of hoping to get out of this. This was part of the reason that going in, my thought was trade back and get Matthew Golden out of Texas. Trade back and get my speed guy on the outside. I got some size. Again, I need Xavier Leggett to get better. More trustworthy catching the football. I'm not arguing with that. But I'm saying there were a couple of speed wide receivers in this pick, in this class. Tet's probably the most consistent pass catcher. And at the end of the day, receiving is the number one quality I'm looking for in a receiver. I'll build the offense around what they got. But I was fine with it. We'll talk more about the rest of the class coming up in the next segment of the show, but let me snag Kev real quick before we go to a break. Kev, my man, welcome back, big dog. Good to have you.
What's happening, man?
You're looking at it, buddy. What you got?
Sometimes you just have to shut up, man. Like,
Shador went.
He went, and he's a fifth-round pick or whatever. Like, sometimes shut your mouth. Like, that's what might get you out of certain situations. If you think about going in the first few picks, then all of a sudden you don't, and you hadn't done nothing to get in trouble. Now, it could be a shot at his daddy, but it could be a shot at shut up. Like, play football, coach football, and hush. Stop telling people where you're not going to go or what you're not going to do, because guess what? When you say you're not going to do something, you end up having to do it. Now you got to eat crow sandwiches for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Shador got to go in there and work and work and work. First one in, last one out, and make a believer.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was the whole thing to me was, I want to be real clear. Kevin, I don't care about the legendary draft room, and I don't care about his draft party, and I don't care that he's, you know, turned a dollar sign into an S and built himself a logo. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is, do you take this job seriously? What I care about is, do you want to be great? Do you want to be good? Or do you want to be a brand? And to me, when I heard this story, and it came from a couple of reputable places, that during his meeting with the Giants, and remember, the Giants were one of the teams that was expected to be genuinely interested in picking the kid up. Apparently, he went to the meeting, he met with Daboll. Daboll sent him over some prep work, right? Like, please be ready to come in and discuss these however many plays and your thoughts and your concepts and whatever. And the story going around right now is, Kevin, that he was completely unprepared. He didn't do the homework. He didn't show up with knowledge of the plays. And when Daboll was like, buddy, you're here to talk about a job. How are you unprepared? Again, story. The story is Shador, like, called Daboll out. Like, I don't need to learn your playbook unless you're going to draft me, and I don't need to do this, do that, whatever. And apparently him and Brian Daboll started butting heads a little bit. So when they traded up to go get Jackson Dart, it's like, man, if I roll up into a job interview and I tell the guy I'm trying to get a job from, yeah, I'll learn about your job and your company and this job once you give it to me. Guess what's not going to happen?
Yeah, you're going to leave a jobless, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like this whole thing, and again, Kevin, I am not saying that there aren't some elements of racism like we're tossed around. I'm not saying that's not true. I'm not saying that there's not some element of, hey, bleep Deion Sanders that shine through. I'm not saying any of those things aren't true. What I am saying, the people that are saying that that is exclusively the reason that Shador dropped, they didn't pay attention.
No, they didn't pay attention. Because you, like you say, he paid threw for 14,000 yards in college. Okay, you've done that. Now this is a whole new job that you've never had a part of. Go ahead, act like you ain't never been there. Go in there and have a good interview. Talk to these people. Let them know you got knowledge. And figure out and go from there. They may not pick you, but they may tell somebody else, like, hey, that's going to be a good pick right there. We go with somebody else, but that's going to be a good pick. But if they go tell the next guy, like, hey, man, he was all in here, like he knew all everything already. He was telling me what should happen and what shouldn't happen. No, that's not what I asked you to do.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin. Appreciate it, big dog. Good to talk to you this morning. Let's do this. Let's run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, we'll look at the other picks in the Panther draft class and how they fit in. We'll do that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Real quick, and then we'll get back to the rest of the class selected by the Carolina Panthers. Texas said the Browns picking Shador does not make sense after taking the quarterback in the third round because the Carolina Panthers did indeed select Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback out of Oregon.
Cleveland did.
Sorry, what'd I say? Seattle?
No, you said Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I. That's obviously not what happened. The Cleveland Browns selected Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback out of Oregon, in the third round before they circled back around to Shador in the fifth.
I think they did it just so they could cut him because Oregon beat Ohio State in that first game.
Revenge game.
I think that's what they're doing.
I think what happened here is that Shador Sanders, I have zero problem saying, absolutely has fifth-round draft pick talent. Right? Absolutely has fifth-round draft pick talent. First, I didn't think so. Second, questionable. Third, probably fourth. Yeah, fifth, definitively a fifth-round quarterback. Even if he was not Shador Sanders, if he was Shador Johnson, I still think that the Big 12 Player of the Year had fifth-round capability. I think the reason Cleveland took him, and I reacted because this pick happened live on the air on Saturday. I think this pick happened because it's a why not pick, right? I had Pete Futak on the show on Saturday, and Futak pointed out that this was a, you know, when you're drafted in the fifth round, you're drafting for depth. Like, you hope you stumble into a guy who becomes a long-term player, but you're drafting consistent and capable depth. You're drafting to find guys who can be special teams guys. You're drafting for guys who can step up and cover a couple of games if your starter goes down for whatever reason. And you're willing to draft lottery tickets here. And I think that's what this is. You have Deshaun Watson. Yes, he's on the roster. No, he will never play another snap for the Cleveland Browns. They are doing everything in their power to figure out how to get rid of that contract. Is it going to work? I doubt it, but they're working on it. They're doing everything in their power to get rid of that contract and get rid of Deshaun. So you have a four quarterback room. You have Joe Flacco on this team. You have Kenny Pickett on this team. Now you've added Dylan Gabriel and you've added Shador Sanders. So what do I have? I have the veteran old-time mentor on this squad. I have the never really panned out lottery draft pick. Do we get a Baker Mayfield resurgence out of Kenny Pickett? Could we say that it was the franchise, not the player in Kenny Pickett, and you give him a shot? Sure. If nothing else, you know you've got an NFL experienced backup on the roster. And now I have two guys in the locker room, Gabriel and Sanders, both of whom have all the pressure on the world on them. When you think about the fact that the Cleveland Browns have started, and I did not go back and count, but I believe since Tim Couch left, I believe they have had 973 different starting quarterbacks in Cleveland. And so what you've ended up with here is we are just going to throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and play the law of averages. The law of averages says if you bring enough quarterbacks into the quarterback room, one of them's going to figure it out, right? Like, one of them's going to work out to be good enough to do something. So you bring in Gabriel as a third-round pick. You bring in Sanders as a fifth-round pick. You put them both into the QB competition, and you say, good luck, fellas. One of y'all's going to make the team. One of y'all's going to the practice squad. Who's it going to be? And you let them fight for it. You let them fight for it. Because if Shador ends up being a guy that it was smart to draft in the fifth round or later, and he's just not that good, do you know what you can do? You can cut Shador, and it is what it is. You cut a fifth-round pick quick. I literally read you the names of the Carolina Panthers draft in the last segment. Who'd the Panthers draft in the fifth round? Who'd they draft in the fourth round? Who'd they draft in the sixth round?
I don't think you got to the fifth round.
I did. And I know I did because they got Cam Jackson, a 328-pound defensive tackle.
All right, you did.
I know. I was there. Look, you cut a fifth rounder, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, it matters. You wasted a draft pick, but that's what the fifth round is. It's lottery picks. It's trying to find good depth. It's trying to find guys that can stay on your team and provide you with bodies that can show up and be great practice squad guy or practice day guys. Guys that you can maybe they stand out in one particular element and you can adapt them into a part of the game even if they're not your everyday starter. That's what you're going for. And so if Shador works out and he has a good camp and you go, you know what? Maybe the kid does have it. Great. He stays on the roster. Dylan Gabriel stays on the roster and you cut Flacco or you cut Pickett because you're paying him good money. But you're not cutting them break your franchise like Deshaun Watson checks, right? You can cut that guy. If Shador doesn't work out, you cut a fifth rounder, you got a third rounder, and we see what Dylan Gabriel can do long term. The more I thought about it, after my initial knee-jerk reaction on Saturday, which was Cleveland gonna Cleveland, mainly because, and I have done the research on this, Cleveland is indeed gonna Cleveland. It's what Cleveland does. The more I've thought about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it feels like a wasted draft pick. But here's the thing. Cleveland actually had a pretty good draft, honestly. Like, I know the Browns fans are pretty upset that they didn't get Travis Hunter, right? Like, they were throwing whole draft parties about bringing Travis Hunter to Cleveland, and they sent him to Jacksonville instead. Here's the thing. I think Travis Hunter's going to be a good player in the NFL. I don't think Travis Hunter by himself is a franchise-changing player. Do I think he's got potential? Yeah. Can he be a big play guy? Yeah. Is he going to make a difference? Absolutely. Is he going to change your franchise by himself? No, I don't think so. And the Browns, who have a better roster than anybody wants to give it credit for, still addressed needs, added a first rounder and a second, like they or a fourth rounder and a fifth rounder. Like, they added pieces. And they still ended up addressing a major need on this team, defensive line. And they did so with the best defensive tackle in the draft. They added the best DT in the draft, Mason Graham out of Michigan. And they picked up a first rounder and a fourth and a fifth rounder from Jacksonville to do it. Travis Hunter wasn't showing up and changing your franchise. Two first and a third, fourth, fifth, whatever it was, that can, if you get them all right, that can change your franchise. So I really think, honestly, the Cleveland Browns had a very good draft. And I don't even hate them. By the way, the Shador Sanders pick, that was their last pick. They did not have a sixth or a seventh rounder. That was their last pick. They added a running back in Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee. Guy I think is undervalued if he can stay healthy. They added Harold Fannin Jr. from Bowling Green. They got their tight end. They added Quinshon Judkins, the runner out of Ohio State. They built up the home fan base a little bit. And by the way, if Judkins wasn't in a backfield with Travion Henderson, he's probably getting drafted even higher than he did. They got him in the second round. You addressed your needs. And also got a guy that if you end up cutting him, it is no big deal. So what do you do to Shador in this spot? He is on a short leash. You tell Shador, hey, if your dad gets involved, if your dad starts helicopter parenting, as he has done throughout your career, if your dad starts helicoptering, we will cut you. If your dad starts tweeting about us, we will cut you. If your dad starts tweeting what our game plan about you should be, we will cut you. If you or your fan base or your dad or whoever starts to make us look bad in any way, shape, or form, we will cut you. Because all we will be out if we cut you is a fifth-round draft pick, which is a speculative pick anyway. So the more I thought about it, teams that had no quarterback or teams that were looking for an immediate impact player, if you didn't feel good about Shador, not the right pick. But a team that has four quarterbacks on the roster, a team that has very little pressure on them, a team with an established and liked head coach like Stefanski. I'm not saying the NFL likes it. I'm saying Cleveland clearly does. There's no risk for them. If he stinks, you cut him. If the drama's too much, you cut him. If his dad gets involved, you cut him. And it costs you nothing to do that but a fifth-round pick. The more I think about it, the more Cleveland actually makes a lot of sense for Shador Sanders. I probably should have seen that writing on the wall. Now, I didn't, because in what world does a team that has four quarterbacks in their quarterback room select a fifth quarterback? I've never seen anything like it. But Shador Sanders at a fifth-round pick was a value pick. Value pick. Texter said, supposedly, Deion is planning to be in his first meeting with the team. I hope that's a joke. I have not heard that. I hope that's a joke, because I'm going to tell you, that's you know what the biggest thing I'm taking away from this is? And I doubt it's going to work out. I really hope Deion and Shador learn something from this. Right? I really hope they learn something. I hope they learned a little humility. I think they learned a little patience. I hope they learned a little something that this is the NFL. They do not care who you were. They do not care who you are. Somebody said this on Twitter on Saturday, Zoe, and I thought this was great. We are running out of genuine meritocracies in America. Places where you are moved up or down exclusively because of who you know. I cannot tell you. I am here in this job because of who I know. I do not have the contact to get this job if it was not for Mark Ryan, who I knew because I worked with. The part of the reason that I busted for the MGM network is because I want to be in the good graces of everybody there. You never know when somebody's going to open up that $1 million-a-year job and they're going to go, that Rob Brown fella, he bust his ass, right? You never know. Meritocracies are few and far between. Playing in the NFL is one of them. Playing in the NFL is a meritocracy. It is exclusively about your performance in the job. We have watched players commit heinous crimes and get second and third and fourth and fifth chances. Why? Because the only thing that matters is what you do on the field. They don't care about your last name, where you went to college, who your daddy is, who you played. They don't care about any of that. And so what I am hoping for Shador's sake is that he learned a little humility. I am hoping for Shador's sake that Deion is taking away from this, I can't help my boy no more. I can't do it. He's on his own now. He's in the real world. He's got to be able to do this on his own and gets out of the way. Because if I'm Stefanski and I hear Deion Sanders wants to attend the first Cleveland Browns team meeting, I am telling Shador, if he shows up on this campus, you will be leaving in his car with him. Do you understand? If he shows up on this campus, we will cut you on the spot. Do you understand? You will pink slip that day. Do you get it? And I hope for his sake that he does. All right. We'll continue talking NFL draft coming up here in a minute. Next hour of the show, we will evaluate the NBA playoffs. We got John Blau of the Post and Courier. Not a good weekend for Clemson baseball. We'll tell you what happened against NC State with him at 8:40. All that and more coming up on the Rob Brown Show after Lonzo, the most influential influencer in America, gives you this sports flash.
Four NBA playoff games went down yesterday. The Knicks took a 3-1 series lead with a 94-93 win over the Pistons. Timberwolves head back to L.A. with a 3-1 lead over the Lakers after a 116-113 win. Boston leads Orlando 3-1 after a 107-98 win. And Indiana leads their series over Milwaukee 3-1 after a 129-103 beatdown. The Atlanta Braves dropped a 6-4 decision at Arizona with Spencer Schwellenbach taking his second L on the season. Given up 7 hits and 4 runs in 6 innings, the loss stops a 3-game win streak, but Atlanta has won 7 of its last 9 and starts a 3-game set at Colorado tonight. South Carolina baseball team dropped the 3rd game of a 3-game road trip to Kentucky, 11-5. Dylan Eskew got the start and was charged with a pair of earned runs through 3 innings. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show coming up next right here on The Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.